The Youth's Instructor, October 18, 1894. Words to the Young. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him. The example of Christ is authoritative for every son and daughter of Adam. He represented the law of God in his life, giving to man an example of what obedience to every precept will accomplish for human nature. He is our example, and everyone who is endowed with reasoning faculties is required to follow in his footsteps. For his life is a perfect pattern to all humanity. Christ is the finished standard of the character to which everyone may attain by becoming a partaker of the divine nature. Ye are complete in him. How did the world's Redeemer walk? Not in a way to please himself simply, but to glorify God by working the works of God in uplifting fallen man who had been made in the image of God. By precept and example, he taught men the way of righteousness, representing the character of God, and giving to the world a perfect standard of moral excellency in humanity. The two grand precepts of the law are to regulate the conduct of all humanity. This was the lesson that Jesus taught by both precept and example. He said to the people, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." The Lord God of heaven requires of human intelligences supreme love and worship. In giving to men an example of what they should be and do, Jesus, the world's Redeemer, did not have a smooth path to travel. Those who ought to have been co-laborers with him, who ought to have been in co-partnership with him in all his works, were separated from God by selfishness and wicked works, and in spirit and character, they counteracted the works of Christ. Instead of catching his spirit and employing every faculty of mind and body in following Christ's example, in becoming doers of his words, and thus forming characters after the divine similitude, they studied their own personal convenience and thought simply of their own selfish comfort and aggrandizement. Jesus had been the commander of heaven, yet on earth he was as one that serveth. Uncomplainingly he endured privations and lived the life of a poor man. He did not indulge in the luxuries that many who claim to be his followers surround themselves with. He studied not at all his pleasure, ease, or convenience. He was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. His whole life was one of self-denial, expressing the prayer, "Not my will, but thine, O God, be done." Christ is our pattern, and those who follow Christ will not walk in darkness, for they will not seek their own pleasure. To glorify God will be the continual aim of their life. Christ represented the character of God to the world. The Lord Jesus so conducted his life that men were compelled to acknowledge that he had done all things well. The world's Redeemer was the light of the world, for his character was without fault. Though he was the only begotten Son of God and the heir of all things in heaven and earth, he did not leave an example of indolence and self-indulgence. But how many who have been entrusted with talents of means and influence have lost sight of the pattern and followed the standard of the world instead of the example of Christ? Men and women who have been blessed with an abundance of money, with houses and with lands, generally train their children to a life of idleness and selfish indulgence. Thus, they are made useless for this life and unfit for the future immortal life. Christ, in his life, gave men an altogether different example. In his youth, he worked with his father at the carpenter's trade. But the youth of today are educated to believe that it is the money that makes the man. The sure result of such education is seen in the pride, the vanity, the love of pleasure, the sinful practices that are so prevalent in this degenerate age. Where there is an abundance of idleness, Satan works with his temptations to spoil life and character. If youth are not trained to useful labor, whether they be rich or poor, they are in peril, for Satan will find them employment after his own order. The youth who are not barricaded with principle do not regard time as a precious treasure, a trust from God for which every human being must give an account. Money is also a trust from God, and is not given to parents to use in an extravagant way to gratify pride, to the ruin of themselves and their children, but that they may be the means of doing good to their fellow men. Children should be trained from their earliest years to follow the principles of the holy law of God, which are the principles of the character of God, that they may be blessed and may become a blessing to the world. Christ never flattered anyone. He never deceived or defrauded, never changed his course of straightforward uprightness to obtain favor or applause. He ever expressed the truth. The law of kindness was in his lips, and there was no guile in his mouth. Let the human agent compare his life with the life of Christ, and through the grace which Jesus imparts to those who make him their personal Savior, reach the standard of righteousness. Let him imitate the example of him who lived out the law of Jehovah, who said, "I have kept my Father's commandments." Those who follow Christ will be continually looking into the perfect law of liberty, and through the grace given them by Christ, will fashion the character according to the divine requirements. But those who would follow Christ must believe in him. They must open the heart to receive him as an abiding guest. They must abide in Christ as the branch abides in the living vine. There is a vital union formed between the parent stock and the branch, and the same fruit appears upon the branch that is seen upon the tree. Thus, the Lord will work through the human agent who unites himself to Jesus Christ. Those who have an abiding trust in Christ will, like Enoch, have a sense of the abiding presence of God. Why is it that there are so many who feel in uncertainty, who feel that they are orphans? It is because they do not cultivate faith in the precious assurance that the Lord Jesus is their sin-bearer. It was in behalf of those who had transgressed the law that Jesus took upon him human nature and became like unto us, in order that we might have everlasting peace and assurance. We have an advocate in the heavens, and whosoever accepts him as his personal Savior is not left an orphan to bear the curse of his own sins. We must daily cultivate faith, daily contemplate him who has undertaken our case, who is a merciful and faithful high priest, for in that he himself hath suffered, being tempted, not in a few things, but in all points like as we are. He is able to succor them that are tempted. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Even now, in heaven, he is afflicted with our afflictions. And as a living Savior, As an interested advocate, he is making intercession for us. We should daily exercise faith, and that faith should daily increase as it is exercised, as we realize that he has not only redeemed us, but has loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests unto God and the Father. We should realize that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.